It is always great to have choices and options, isn't it? For example, when you go to the supermarket, you have a choice of food items where you can select the healthiest. At the retail store, you have choices where you can select the best bargain. When it comes to the education of the children, many parents believe that the education process limits choices and options, with the parent having to respond to the process. Fact is that in most states, including New Jersey, parents have many more options for the education of the children, and that's what my next guest is here to explain. He is the president of National School Choice Week, which will be taking place nationwide January 22nd through the 28th, Andrew Campanella. Thanks for being here today, Andrew.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And learn more about this issue and how you are the empowered, not the one who has to sit down and be told. It's schoolchoiceweek.com. And how much has the school choice option expanded since School Choice Week came into being, Andrew?
Well, this is our seventh year. We started with 150 events across the country, and in 2017, there's going to be 21,392 events. But in terms of school choice options available for families, these options grow every year. More charter schools, greater open enrollment in traditional public schools, more public magnet schools, and many states offer things like online learning and private school choice options. Parents also have the freedom to homeschool their kids. So there are a lot of options for families, but there still needs to be more. There still needs more work yet to be done.
Just as an example, there is a program in New Jersey called the Interdistrict Public School Choice Program. Basically, schools opt into this choice district program to become a choice district. And even if you don't live in that district, they can take students in from where you are, and it's a benefit for the school because they get state funds for taking in the children. If it's a certain distance, you get reimbursed for transportation costs and expenses. But out of the over 500 school districts in the state, only 129 participate in this program. So that's one of those good ideas that seems to be in the need of a lot more involvement.
Right. And there are a lot of challenges with the program. When it originally was formed, there was a lot of excitement and enthusiasm for it. But as with any program that that has funding tied to it or where there's state-level control, there are challenges. And, you know, the state needs to work through the challenges and assist districts in implementing it in an effective way, because what we find is that when parents have a robust menu of choices, everybody benefits. The students benefit, the schools benefit, the teachers benefit, and the districts benefit, because no one wants a child who is not doing well in that school to be stuck in that school. You want that child to be able to go to a school where they will thrive, and that is what school choice is about. It's about recognizing, as you said in the introduction, that we choose everything else in American life, and choosing schools for kids should be something that is a given, not a challenge.
That inter-district school choice program sounds like, as you said, a good idea that needs the fine-tuning and a better focus, because just as an example, if I have a child who has this proficiency or this desire for the arts, whether it's music or computer coding, whatever the case may be, and the school in our district is eliminating that because of budgetary situations, but the school in the district on the other side of the county has expanded those programs, well, I'd be interested in going to that school. What son of a gun, it's not part of that school choice district program.
That's right. And so they need more coordination, more cooperation, greater communication to parents to let them know about the options. And if there are challenges with the program, districts are experiencing problems, let's fix those. But certainly continue to provide more options to families, because that's what families are calling for. They want more opportunities for their children's education. There was a study that was just released 2 days ago that said 68% of Americans support school choice, and 90% of people believe that more opportunities need to be made available to families. So this is not a controversial issue when you ask parents across the country, because it simply makes sense to them. It only becomes controversial when you add politics to the equation.
Politics, teacher unions, and many other things that we've talked about here with others on the show. We're talking with Andrew Campanella, who is the president of National School Choice Week, which is happening January 22nd through the 28th, schoolchoiceweek.com. Get more information, find out about the National School Choice Week events happening near you. They're happening all throughout the state. You just type in your zip code, and you'll find several different events right in your own neighborhood, your county, and even your town. As far as what these events constitute, Andrew, what takes place at the National School Choice Week event?
Great question. National School Choice Week events are all unique and different, and the goal of these events is to shine a spotlight on all of the different options that parents have or want to be able to have for their kids. So everything from rallies at state capitals to open houses for parents, parent information sessions, festivals, carnivals, art contests, poster and essay contests, you name it, it's being planned. And we encourage schools and organizations to hold these events so that they can shine a spotlight on what they do well, so that people in their communities can know the options available to them.
You mentioned the statistics about the desire and even the demand for greater school choice, and it's certainly trending in the right direction. When you have someone like a Betsy DeVos, who for most believe is going to be the next education secretary in the Trump administration, she is, or, well, depending who you talk to, is or has become a school choice proponent.
Oh, she is.
There are some of the naysayers who are saying she was a little late to the party, but that's that debate over there.
Let me just clear that one up. I worked for Betsy DeVos for several years. Before I joined School Choice Week, I worked with the American Federation for Children, and she was the chair. And the goal of the American Federation for Children is to advance school choice across the country. This is something that has been Secretary-designate DeVos's singular policy focus over the last 25 years. And I can say that people talk about her support for school choice. Her support for school choice simply reflects what Americans want in the education that is offered to their kids, and that's a robust menu of options. And school choice, unlike what opponents say, is something that includes and celebrates traditional public schools. So what I'm hoping for the next 4 years is that the administration and the Department of Education, instead of imposing anything top-down at the federal level on states and districts, will use the power of the podium, the bully pulpit, to encourage states to advance school choice, to cheerlead for school choice. That's what President-elect Trump said during the campaign that he would do, and I certainly hope that becomes a reality in the new administration.
And my bet is that it will indeed be just that. As far as, again, part of the opportunity is the empowerment, and some of that empowerment has to come through financial means, because there are some families, especially those in the urban school districts, you know, they don't have the money for charter schools, private schools, things like that. Is that element of the education opportunity process being properly looked at by those decision makers regarding scholarships, tax credits, education savings account, access information? Is that being properly presented, promoted, and strongly structured?
Sure, good question. I think that when we look at educational options, we need to remember that for folks who have resources and have money, and I'm not talking about folks in the middle class who, like me, would struggle to send a child to a private school. This is not necessarily the easiest thing, even if you're in a middle-class family, to save and send your child to a private school. But so people in lower-income households and in middle-class households don't necessarily, and don't actually, have the same educational options as people with affluence. And that has created a system where some kids just simply don't have as many opportunities as other kids. Now, what can we do about that? Well, we can use some of the funding that is going to children's education and make sure we're actually funding the education of kids. There are a lot of policies out there that will help do this. And School Choice Week doesn't promote or advocate, rather, any specific policy. But just as some examples, there are scholarship programs, there are education savings accounts. All of these programs are designed to let parents, particularly those who might not have the resources, so low-income and middle-class families, access the dollars that are already being allocated for their kids' education and send their child to a different school of their choice.
And as you prepare for National School Choice Week, coming up on January 22nd through the 28th, the organization has some very easy things for you to start plotting and planning with right now. Start right now by looking and define what's best for your child. Research your options. Make a list. Schedule visits. go to schoolchoiceweek.com rather and find out where the events are near you and try to make attend as many of those as is within your range of travel and comfort for your child, and talk to other parents. Find out where someone you know you work with has their child going to school and poke and prod them for information from that side of the situation as well. Starting point for all this is schoolchoiceweek.com. That's the official website for National School Choice Week, taking place again January 22nd through the 28th. We've been joined by their president, Andrew Campanelle. And Andrew, thanks for being here and filling the parents in that they are the ones who are empowered and do have options for their children. Thanks for doing that.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.